Good day, everyone, and welcome to this Laval Rocket Media Availability. Nous sommes avec l'entraîneur-chef Joël Bouchard. Je vous invite à lever la main de façon virtuelle pour poser une question. La première question, the first question, will go to Chris, the AHL report. Chris, you're up.
Hi, Joël.
Hi.
You're mentioning yesterday that the players seem to be ready for the next step, like actually facing opponents instead of each other. In terms of you and your coaching staff, do you feel that you've gone through with the team everything you could without facing an opponent?
Our coach has never done it. So no, obviously, but there's a mix there, meaning that they need to play at one point and we need to correct them and progress in real game. But the attitude's been great. And obviously we keep working on things and recreating game situation with practice. I've never practiced so many game situation, meaning that we recreate the game within practice and scrimmage. Because when, you know, we were in confinement and, you know, I haven't been on the ice for so long, I kept taking notes and reminding as a coach that don't forget to let them play. Don't forget to let them play. They're a hockey player. They need to play, right? I mean, I think how does a player improve could be two reasons. Coaching could be one of them, but also caliber and play. So I got to make sure they get both. If I just coach them, it's not helping. If I just let them play, then it's not great either. So it's to find that ratio.
And you've also mentioned since the start of the camp with a number of players that are at the camp, like it's 30-plus players, that it's a little bit changed the way you have to organize and run the practices. How will having that amount of players make, example, lineup decisions when the game starts?
We go with step one. We discuss split group, no choice. Second, we're targeting to play on Friday, meaning that as a coach, I'm preparing a week, like if we play on Friday. That being said, it hasn't been 100% confirmed on anything. It's just that I have to make a plan for the players and as even me as a coach. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, but it's definitely a different and unusual situation. Usually you go to camp for a couple of weeks, get 34 players because you need to play scrimmage. And at one point you always say, well, they need to go play in another caliber, either junior or to go play in the East Coast or just to they need that work in their caliber. Now this year we have to keep everybody in, which is totally different. I spoke with a former NHL head coach this morning. He asked me how it was and, you know, managing his number. And I said, you've never done that. And he's like, nope. Mm-hmm. And nobody has ever done that. It's something new for everybody. So it's a great challenge for the coaching staff because we like the player, but they're not at the rate. They're not all at the same place in their development. That's obvious.
Jared, you're up.
Hi, Joel. I want to ask you about Kevin Lynch. He's a guy who came last year on a tryout. He got the invite to Canadiens camp, even though he's on an AHL contract. What does he bring, and what do you see as the reason behind him getting an invite to camp, even though he's on an AHL contract?
Well, he's somebody that we respect a lot to what he brings to the dressing room and on the ice, obviously. He's a really good person. He's a competitor. He's a good hockey player. He wants to learn. He's professional. So he's checking a lot of boxes for us to have him with us here. He's strong physically. He's a mature guy that went through a lot of adversity. Missed a full year 2 years ago. People don't remember that. So when he came with us last year, he was coming from a year off hockey because of injury and surgery. So there's a lot to like about the person, and there's a lot to like about the player and what we're, you know, trying to surround our young guys with as personality, but also as hockey player. He's a buying kind of guy. So, you know, I really like Lynchy. I'm happy that, you know, he got to go to the camp and I'm happy that he's with us. That's for sure.
And you mentioned already about, you know, the uncertainty and not knowing the schedule and things like that. with the bodies that you have as well, I mean, does that add to everything else that's kind of going on right now in terms of just
it's a major headache, my friend. I get I wake up at night thinking about it because they haven't played in a year and they want to play. And the reality is that mathematics are what they are. So it's a major headache, and it's a partnership with the player. We spoke with them about it, and it is the reality of 2021 in the pandemic that we have to deal with. So you're right. It's not usual, and more than ever, we need to talk to the player and explain them what we're doing. And I'm not removed from the game enough that I don't think about their career personally. Like, that's their livelihood. That's, you know, what put bread on the table. And it's important for them to perform and get better. So that's why we're kind of there with all in with them. That's what we are. We're all in with them. But at the end of the day, obviously, there's going to be, I wouldn't say hard decision. I'd say they're almost impossible decision in some way. You know, I got to look at the big picture and look at what's in front of me. So yes, it's nobody's fault. It's not the player's fault. It's nobody's fault. It's just what you deal with a pandemic. And if you ask people that are working in hospital, or if you have people that are, you know, having businesses, or they're dealing with something they never thought they had to deal with. So it's no different for us.
And just one last one, call a follow up on that. How important is it just to be honest with them and have that communication? You've been someone that's
preached that. Yeah. First of all, I don't know how to not be honest with them. Mm-hmm. And there's one thing with me, like, forget this situation. I don't play games. When I'm happy about their play, I'm happy. If I'm not happy about their play, we'll find solution together. Win at our losses, I could be happy after a loss almost in some way, meaning that I like, and that can be not so happy after a win. So I try to keep it. That's how I feel balanced. That's what I see. So think about that situation. I cannot play game now. That would be even like, it's as confusing as it is as time right now for everybody. If I start not talking to them and playing mind games, and that'd be ridiculous. I wouldn't imagine. So yeah, I'm talking to them every day. We talked about it today again. We talked about it last week. It's a reality we need to go through together. That's 100%.